Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who's given us opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all of you that are listening to the broadcast here in the United States. Welcome. Welcome to those of you in Canada and Mexico. Welcome. Welcome. Philippines, Algeria, Iraq, welcome. And every country that's listening to the broadcast that I have not named, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com, that's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So, as we await for my brother to join us, wherever you listen to me, let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ once again that you have bless us to assemble together again in your word. Father, I ask tonight, God, that you would bless the word of our mouth to bring you glory and honor as we deliver thy message to the listeners. We pray that you would bless the hearts of those who are listening. And Lord, as they desire to know more of you and the truth, that you unveil it unto them. Lord, as we plant the seed, we ask that you water and bring forth the increase. And Lord God, we would give you glory and honor and praise and magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray, and Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. We are continuing on our series, the third and final part of The Man of Sin. We're on The Man of Sin, part three, and we're going to go ahead and start, and my brother will come on with us in a minute, 30-minute broadcast tonight. Let us go back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and we're going to go back to verse 3 and 4, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, and the Word of God says, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who oppose and exalt himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." Now, we talked to you yesterday from part two. We had explained to you that what the Word of God says about this man of sin, that he opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God. So not only do he exalt himself above, quote, the true and living God, but anything else that is called God, okay? And we explained to you, as one of the commentators, one of the men named Reverend Benson had commentated on it and said how this man of sin was to exalt himself above even the magistrates who are called gods and holy writ. And so we talked to you about the 82nd Psalms when it talks to man. The Word of God says, "I say ye are gods, but you shall die like men." And we explained it to you that gods is little g in that scripture there. And the one of the reasons why God said it is because of the simple fact besides we were made in his image. And when you look up the Hebrew word and the Greek word for the word gods, figuratively, it means magistrates. So those even that were referred to as being leaders or magistrates or judges is referred to there also as gods. And let me pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother. How are you?
Blessed in the Lord today. Thank God for another opportunity to give the word of God to those who are listening. And once again,
amen,
before we go any further, thank God that we can put some more pain on the devil. Amen.
Amen.
Continue to keep his head hurting, because I know all this good word gives him a headache every time we say it. So, amen, we're going to keep on doing it. Amen.
Amen.
And
right.
Hallelujah. I'm in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, and the word of God talking about the man of sin. He opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God or that is worship. Because why? He wants to be numero uno. He wants to be worshiped. He doesn't want nothing or no one else worship above him. Okay?
Amen. That's right.
So he's come on the scene to exalt himself over everything, including
everything.
The true and living God. Hallelujah. And
amen,
the word of
right.
God says, so that, amen, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God. Now, when we look at in sitting in the temple of God, many times we think of just a building. But the word of God tells us in Ephesians chapter 2, and I want to get this to you all to write it down, and I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother in a few minutes. Ephesians chapter 2, 2 Corinthians chapter 6 tells us that the Christian, the body of Christ, the church, the Christian church, is also referred to as the temple of God, okay? And so we understand that this man of sin, he's going to set out to exercise authority even over all of Christianity. Now, if you look at your popes today, they have taken a place like they over all Christianity. And it's sad to say that some Christians also help them to be in that position, okay? Because if you look at how they act towards the Pope, it's like the Pope is almighty, okay? He's almighty.
Yep.
And glory to God. And so the Pope, all the popes through their time, just take their position and say, hey, we over Christianity. And then they take on the authority that belongs, really, the overall authority that belongs to Christ. And they take it to themselves to say they over the whole, all of Christianity. Okay?
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know, remember the one of the popes, what they had you doing? Bowing down and kissing his ring on his finger, kissing his finger. Now, it's amazing how that, and these are some very knowledgeable Christians who have made a remark that the Pope is one of the best preachers. And I'm like, first of all, you should have got a red light when he has letting people bow down to him and kissing him. Okay?
Yes.
Now, when you go into the scripture, when John the Revelator was finna do that to the angel, he stopped him. He said, no, don't do that. Worship God. Well,
yeah.
You didn't see that other pope stopping people saying, hey, hey, don't get down there and kiss my feet. What'd he do? Let him go ahead.
Down there and kiss his feet.
And kiss the feet. Now, you would think that would throw up some red flag to people to say, hey, wait a minute, something wrong with this picture. But once again, it's the Pope. And he's almighty. Okay? And so this Pope has taken a place to say, hey, he's over all Christianity. Well, it's only one true person that's over all Christianity, and that's Jesus Christ. Now, he gave his apostles watch care over the whole body, but they was given that authority by somebody that has a higher authority than them. According to the popes, no one has no higher authority than him. Don't worry. We're going to continue on that soon. So I'm going to stop it right there, and I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Now, you know that man of sin, hallelujah, that bishop of Rome, the man, the popes, okay, the son of perdition. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, they are the devil's, what you call, intercessors in the earth. You know Jesus, the Bible said that God sought for a man. In Ezekiel, the 22nd chapter, 31 to 32nd verse, the scripture said that God sought for a man. I'm going to read that to you, okay?
Amen.
And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Now, that's what God wants. God wants a man to stand in the gap for people, okay? When people sin, and when God's about to lower the boom on them, what does God want? God wants a man to be able to stand up for those people, to stand in behalf of those people, okay? He's looking for somebody able, that's equipped. Hallelujah. And you can't just, hallelujah, just say, but you got to be equipped to stand up, stand in the gap and make the hedge for people, okay? You can't just say, I'm going to stand in the hedge. And everybody think that they can be an intercessor. Everybody cannot be an intercessor. Intercessor is I think it's a special calling. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Because if it was anybody, God could have just said, hey, come over here, man. I want you to hit the scene for these people, okay? He could have just picked anybody. He could have picked any kind of person. But it's a special person that has to intercede for people, okay? And stand between God, hallelujah, God's judgment and that person, okay? And that person is righteous enough, okay? That person is holy enough. That person knows God enough. He has a relationship with God so he can stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Now, everybody can do that. Now, a lot of people like to say everybody can be an intercessor. No, everybody cannot be an intercessor. You can pray for people, okay? You can try to stand up for them, but if you're not in the place yourself, how can you stand up for them? You see, the Catholic Church always offering to pray for people, okay? And they are the cursed people. They are cursed.
Yeah.
If their very foundation is demonic, comes from the devil, how can they pray for anybody? Thank you, Jesus. 31st verse says, therefore have I poured out my indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, said the Lord. Now, this is what God has to do, okay, in his righteous judgment, in his holy judgment, hallelujah, if there is no one to stand in the gap, okay? Now, I'm going to name some intercessors, okay, a couple of intercessors, okay? Moses was an intercessor, okay? Moses stood up for the people, stood when God was trying to wipe out Israel. It was a time when God said, let me alone, that I might destroy them. Hallelujah. And Moses stood in the gap and said, Lord, you can't do that. If you do that, the enemy is going to say, the reason why you brought him out here, because you couldn't, because you wanted to destroy him. And you weren't able to deliver them to the place that you wanted to deliver them. But the Lord, that was God's plan for Moses to do that. Because that's why God chose Moses. Thank you, Jesus. Because he knew he had such a heart as that he loved people. He loved the souls of men. And he stood in the gap, made up the hedge, and interceded for those people, okay? And hallelujah, hallelujah. And then God's anger, hallelujah, dissipated. Thank you, Jesus. Abraham also interceded, okay? He was an intercessor. But you see, all these people are great examples of God's righteous holiness upon his people, okay? Not everybody can be an Abraham. Not everybody can be a Moses. Not everybody can be, hallelujah, hallelujah, a man that can stand in the gap, make up the hedge, and intercede, okay? Samuel, okay? Not everybody can do that. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Now, you know, the devil is seeking of people to stand in the gap and make up their head for him, okay? Now, that's the man of sin, okay? Okay? Now, that's who he is. He's standing up for the devil. He's interceding for the devil. Hallelujah. And he built a kingdom to the devil in the earth. And the devil seeks people too, just like God seeking people. You know, the devil can't do nothing unless he has a man to do it for him.
My
Don't
Lord.
You know God can't even do nothing in the earth unless he first tells a man that what he's going to do. He tells a person what he's going to do, and then, you know, that's because that's God's law. That's God's justness. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But see, this is one thing that the devil does, okay? He mimics God. He always mimics God, okay? And he ain't changed. He wants to be like God so much that he imitates God, okay? And every round he tries to imitate God, okay?
Amen.
And then
the
devil is bound, okay, by the law of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's bound and he can't do certain things. He can't just come in the earth and do something. He needs a person to represent him in the earth. That's the man of sin. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Now I'm going to read to you some titles of the Pope. Are you ready?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. These are some of the titles of the Pope, okay? And this comes from a book called The Light at the Evening Time. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And you won't find this book on none of the bookshelves because, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. The only way you're going to get this book, hallelujah, you got to know somebody that knows somebody in order to get one of these books. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anyway, number one, they call him the Lord, our Lord God, the Pope. That's one of his titles.
Yeah.
Our Lord God, don't tell me that's not a blasphemy. That is a blasphemy. Is that not a blasphemy?
Yeah.
Is that not blaspheming God? That's not opening your mouth wide, speaking against the Most High God. Thank you, Jesus. What's another one? Another God upon earth. That's what they've called him. Another God upon earth. In other words,
Amen.
He's like Jesus. This man considers himself like Jesus. That's why
Amen.
He called him the Vicar of Christ. So that's what the Vicar of Christ means.
Amen.
In other words, it means the equal of Christ. He can do the same thing that Christ does, but you ain't seen him doing the same thing that Christ does, have you?
No.
Thank you, Jesus. King of kings and Lord of lords. That's one of his titles. Four, His Majesty Divine. Number five. They say the power of the Pope is greater than all created power. Just like my brother got through telling you, the power of the Pope is greater than all created power, extending itself to things celestial, thank you, Jesus, terrestrial, infernal. That means in the heaven, in the earth, and hell. That's why he wears the... That's why he wears the triple crown. That's what the triple crown represents. If you ever wonder what the triple crown represents that the Pope wears, it represents celestial, terrestrial, infernal, that he has power over all three of these. And that the Pope does whatsoever he listed, whatever he wants to do, even things unlawful, and is more than God. Who said that? What fellow boasted that and said, I'm going to be more than God? I'm going to be above God. I'm going to ascend. Who said that? You know that fellow.
Amen.
devil.
Amen.
The devil. Thank you, Jesus. Now that's his representative. Seven.
Yeah.
Seven verse. I mean, the seventh one is the victorious God and man is his see at Rome. He's called the Roman See. I mean, the Holy See. He's called the Holy See. Okay? What's the See? Well, I got to get back with you on that one, okay? But that's one of his things, okay? He's given all of the titles of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
The Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. That's one of his titles.
Amen.
That's a blasphemy. That's like a brother just got to tell you, there's only one that can ever be. There cannot be two messiahs. There cannot be two Jesus. There cannot be. It's only one Jesus. There's
Amen.
Only one Jesus Christ. There's only one Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And God ain't raised up nobody on the earth and said, "Now I'm going to raise this man up, and this succession of men is going to be the Lamb of God."
Amen. Now,
the ninth one is the Most Holy, who carrieth the Most Holy. That means he's supporting God. He's the Most Holy that supports God. Oh man. You're talking about blasphemy. Is that not blasphemy?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Are you going to still follow him? Are you going to still follow him after you know these truths? Thank you, Jesus. Where these things are written sometimes on the very churches that people attend, and they don't pay no attention. They just pass by, don't look at it, they don't care, okay? They look at the statues. They don't pay them no attention. They just pass by. They look at all the stuff, everything that the devil does. You're supposed to look at it and say, "Hey, if you're a person of God, you're supposed to say, hey, why are they doing that? Why are they having that? What does a mass stand for?'" And then you're supposed to seek the real, true answer of what a mass is. Okay.
Amen.
This the tenth one. The holy and good God of the Christians. The holy and good God of the Christians. Man. Now, if that's not, boy. 11th one says, all the kings of the earth, and this is going to get you right here, all the kings of the earth shall worship him, and all the nations shall serve him. Now, what person have you seen on the earth, hallelujah, on this earth that has this identity, that all the kings of the earth and all the people on the earth go to him, hallelujah, and tell them what he's going to do, what they're going to do, okay? Even heathen nations go to that man and bow down to him, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the identity of this man is so much in the Bible, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that people take his advice, they kiss his hand. You see presidents going, bowing down to this man, kissing his hands, okay?
Amen.
And they go bow down to that pope, and they kiss his hand. And they'll say, hey, yes, Father. You're the Father. You're the Holy See. And they recognize him. Okay, if you recognize him as being your Lord, okay, you ain't recognizing Jesus, okay? You ain't bowing
Amen.
Down to Jesus, okay? Now I'm going to stop right there, okay? And I'm going to give it back over to the hands of my brother. I hope that wasn't too much for you to chew on.
Amen. But
chew on it anyway, in the name of Jesus. Glory
Amen.
To the Lamb. Take it away, bro.
Amen. And like my brother said, chew on it anyway. We thank God for the word of God today. Don't forget, tomorrow night we'll be back on. Tomorrow night is going to be part one as we talk somewhat more about the little horn. and come to you with the word of God on that. Amen. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. tomorrow night as we come forth with the word of God to you about the little horn. And we thank God for all you've been listening. Amen. Don't forget Brother Emmanuel Murphy. Come on tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. And once again, we will be back, me and my brother, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock p.m. So once again, that's for Brother Robert Gross. This is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.